So what we're going to do is we're organizing a workshop, and it's called the Whole System in the Room workshop. And in this particular system, we're looking at food. So the whole system means everybody who is related to food. So the farmers, the food buyers, the processors, the traders, the kitchens, the cooks, the people who eat, and also the policymakers, and not just those in Oroville, but also those in the region around us. So we're going to invite farmers from outside and policymakers from outside. And the aim really is to develop a future vision of what we want food and agriculture in and around Oroville to be like. And then on the second day, we're going to work on action plans on how to get there and how to reach that vision.
Can you explain the actual status of the farming and the food in Oroville, where we are?
Right now there are about 14, 15 farms, and there was an ambition to be self-sufficient, and we're not achieving that ambition. We are maybe between 10 and 20% self-sufficient, so it means 80, 90% of the food actually comes from outside. A lot of that outside food comes from quite far away, and we don't have a direct relationship with the people who grow that food. And this is a bit of a problem, because in the surrounding areas there are very big ecological crises unfolding. The main one is the sinking groundwater table, which has sunk for 50 meters in the last 20 years. So give it another 10 years and there'll be no water left. And 80% of the water use is agriculture. So the key to solving the water crisis is actually through agriculture, and the key to talking to farmers is actually through food and through purchasing their products. So we see there's a big opportunity to engage in trade with local farmers, thereby supporting them to use less water, and it's a win-win situation for the farmers and for Oroville.
Okay, and you talk about we.
So I identify with Oroville, and structurally I'm right now employed as a consultant by the FAMC and the Farm Group. So if I say we, then I mean the FAMC and the Farm Group.
Okay. And what did you observe in Oroville till date in this field of agriculture? You are consulting, no? What is the result of your consultation?
Yeah. So we've started this project 1 month back, and, or no, that's not true, 2 months back, and we've mainly been collecting data to try and understand and map the food system in Oroville. And so we've been collecting data from shops and restaurants and trying to find out what products are sold where, how much, and where they come from. And this is the main thing that we're doing, because we think in order to intervene in a system, you need to understand how it functions first. And so this workshop is really the next phase. After starting to understand it, we can involve all the stakeholders. And then after this workshop, the final phase is actually to develop a long-term strategy. Initially, it will be a 5-year strategy. And so I'm guiding that process on developing that strategy. So by the end, hopefully, we'll have a paper that everybody agrees to and that we can start investing time and energy in and money.
You come from?
Oh, personally, I'm Dutch. I was born in Holland. I've been working in India for the last 7 years, mainly in organic farming and fair trade. And what I do is I facilitate the establishment of value chain communities. So people within a value chain, starting from producers all the way down to traders and processors and farmers, I try and bring them together and form a community. So that they can identify common visions and implement common strategies.
So you have 7 years of experience in India.
Yes.
So with this experience, how do you see Oroville now? Where are we?
That's a difficult question. I think Oroville is quite unique. And it has relations with India, but it's also very separate in a sense. You know, there is people from so many different cultures and bringing in a whole different level of complexity that I've not seen anywhere else in India. So it's difficult to really say, for example, you know, there are solutions that we found in Oroville that can then be applied across the rest of India, because you can't really compare Oroville to the rest of India. But at the same time, there are a lot of Indian organizations that are getting inspiration from Oroville, and if you travel across India, I think Oroville's got quite a good reputation for innovation, and it seems to be a place where there's space to develop new ideas and new concepts and new solutions.
And a personal level, how do you feel in Oroville?
Personally, for me, it fits very well, because after these 7 years working in these value chains, I felt that there was a need for a quite radical, different approach to agriculture and food. And I've been working a lot in textiles, textile value chains, and I think Oroville is a good place to experiment with a different approach to trade and economy and agriculture. And for me, why I'm particularly excited is to see if we can revive the focus on values and more integrative values, rather than what you call self-assertive or fragmenting values. So this is my personal motivation to be here.
And on spiritual side, you feel something in your own person, and not because you know, but there is something that you guide you somewhere.
I do actually believe in deep ecology, so I identify with nature and the planet, and I'm not sure whether you call that spiritual, but it's definitely a source of motivation to look for integration and synthesis, and I think this concept of universal consciousness is helpful in guiding that process.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.